Hello, can I see the Mr. Potenko?
Oh, yeah, it's him.
Okay, hi, Mr. Potenko. My name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Well, the reason why I'm calling, sir, is because, just so you know, here at Milestone, we finance businesses. We'd like to provide you with the most profitable option to help you grow and expand your business. Do you have any advances or any loans right now?
Nope. No, we're all set on this side for now.
The reason why we always, customers is, just so that you know, right now we have capital available. The economy right now is fluctuating a lot, but, the good thing is that we have a lot of, capital available, and we wanted to just, bring up to your attention that the existing rates right now, we're able to beat any rate, by at least 2 or 3 points down from what you are accustomed to. So I thought it would be a great idea, to let you see some numbers and see if you could take advantage of this, the fact that the economy right now is going back up, possibly what we're afraid of is that we might hit a recession, and then there will be no capital available. And so do you think we can share with you some information? What kind of interest are you accustomed to?
Well, I can tell you, if we hit a recession, there wouldn't be no work either to pay back the capital that we borrowed.
No, but see, that's the thing. Imagine that. Imagine that. Recession, no capital, no way to pay. Versus recession with capital previously acquired, and you can use
with
that.
There's no way to pay back the loan, though.
But you can bounce back from it if you have it and you invest it wisely. You could, I'm sure that a man of your caliber might be able to do something with some extra capital that you may have. I mean, that's how that's how Carnegie and Rockefeller did it. They had capital available when we hit a recession in the 20s, 1920s. They bought everything and they came up on top, So that's why I always try to tell my clients, having capital is better than not having any at all. What do you guys do over there at, do you do flooring for residential or is it both residential and commercial?
Well, no, we're a multi-million dollar business, man. We do pretty good. But to be honest, what I would say is, if you guys got some money and stuff like that, I would start a business right now. Like, if I were you, I would. I would start a business and take some of the money and start it and then invest it that way, because I'm telling you now, man, a lot of these business owners, they're wising up to some of this stuff, and they're just using their own capital, and they're investing it wisely, but just with what they have. And that's what I've done. And I'm not trusting the banks right now or trusting private investors, not with the recession coming up. I've put kind of all funding on hold. I've paid off everything. I have no debt right now. And I'm just putting on hold till I see which way. Heck, for crying out loud, Biden just shut down our gas line, our last remaining stuff. But you know what gas prices are going to do here in the next year? I'll have to borrow capital just to pay for my gas to get to work. So, yeah, no, I mean, I'm good right now, man. I appreciate the offer, though, for real. But if I were you, I would start a business and chase it and borrow the money and invest it.
Copy that. Well, okay. Well, we want to thank you for your time. Okay. God bless. Take care. Have a wonderful, wonderful. Bye bye.